My name is Natalia Mavromustaki and I'm here today because I won the beauty pageant Face of the Globe Wales on Sunday, and I'm now the Welsh representative in the World Finals in April 2016.
Tell me about Sunday. How did you feel when you won?
Well, to be honest, I was really shocked and I didn't expect it. So when they announced my name, instead of me to start jumping up and down, which I always plan to do if I ever won, I literally just froze and stood there, and they were telling me, Natalia, you've won. But I was like so shocked and so excited that it didn't register in my brain. So it took me a few minutes, and then they were pulling me to put the crown on my head and I wasn't moving. I was so shocked, but it's kind of registered now a few days later, now that I'm wearing it.
Your dad is from Cyprus and your mum is Welsh. What does it mean to you to win Face of the Globe Wales?
Well, I've always lived in Cyprus and I always come to Wales on holiday 2 times a year. But I do have a very good connection with Wales as much as I do with Cyprus. So I feel as much Welsh, I do, as I feel Cypriot. So winning this title for me is really important because I'd really like to be an ambassador for Wales. I've always wanted to, whether it's Cyprus or Wales, it's the same for me. So now I'm really happy that I've managed to achieve this goal that I've had for the past few years, and now that I will be representing Wales, I hope to make everyone proud.
Thinking about people you obviously inspire back home and here, what would you say to them if they have maybe some body issues, if they're worried about their weight? What sort of message are you putting out to people like that?
Well, because I'm a social worker as well, for me it's really important to empower people because that's what my job does. So empowering people and teaching especially young girls and boys as well to love themselves and their bodies is really important because I think the media nowadays really tries to show that perfect women are the women which are a size zero, or perfect dark or long hair or short hair, or so it's all about the way you look instead of how kind you are or your knowledge or education. So I would say that focus on yourself, really. You have to love yourself for who you are. If you don't love and respect yourself as a woman, then I don't think you can move forward in life. When you learn to accept yourself and not try and be like somebody else, the way I really look to what the magazines come out with, it's nothing like what I would look like usually. So just be happy with yourself and love yourself for who you are. And whether you're a size 6, whether you're a size 12, whether you're a size 14, it doesn't matter as long as you're happy with yourself.
So let's talk a bit then about your charity work leading up to this point. What have you done and what are you going to be doing next?
The Face of the Globe pageant supports the Rainbow Child Foundation, which was funded by Chico. Chico was on The X Factor a few years back and he supports a lot of children in Africa. He flew out there and helped build all the play pumps which produce water for the children. I've just actually come from the Gosain and Food Bank, so I was there this morning helping pack some food for the people that would collect them. I also volunteered out at the Swansea Community Farm and I helped there for a few days. I did the Crone's Walk, which was 2 weeks ago in the Mumbles, which we walked 10 miles, it was for Crohn's, and we raised awareness for Crohn's. So I did do quite a lot, which I think did help with me gaining the title. So now my aim is to just carry on doing what I was doing. Whenever I get the chance, I will do so. And then leading up to the finals in Paris.
You've got a lot going on in your life. So much, it doesn't seem possible to fit it all into a day, a week, a month. You're a social worker as well as doing this, so how do you manage your time? How do you get everything done?
Well, I've only just graduated as a social worker at the University of Nicosia in Cyprus. Nicosia is our capital, so I basically try and weigh it out. So some days a week I do my voluntary work, which would either be at the Samaritans or at the Autism Association in Cyprus. I also, the topic I very much would like to work with, like the section, is with human trafficking, because there's a very big, like a very big crisis, if you want to call it, now in Europe with the migration and the refugees and everyone seeking asylum. So in Cyprus we have a very big problem with human trafficking due to the north side of Cyprus, so they get trafficked in through the north. So there are a lot of women from Somalia, India, Ukraine, which are trafficked into Cyprus, and I help out at the shelter, which helps support the victims of human trafficking. So that's a very important part for me, and I really want to carry on doing that, like whatever happens. Because that would be my aim eventually as a social worker, to work with human trafficking, migrants, refugees. So that's another part that I help out with.
So how many girls will be in the final in April, and how would you feel if you won overall?
To be honest, I'm not sure how many will be there, but there will be girls from all around the world, because Face of the Globe is a worldwide pageant. So there will be quite a lot, so it will be a lot more than what I had to face in Wales now. But to be honest, I'm just really pleased and really thankful that I've got so far, and just giving me the chance to represent Wales and get this lovely holiday with all those girls in Paris is just amazing for me. But if I was to win, I think I'll try and practice a bit on my reaction this time. I won't freeze so much. I'll kind of, like, I don't know, do something else. But no, I would be really proud, because that means that I'm making Wales proud as well. So just if I was to win that as well, I wouldn't change as a person. I would just carry on doing what I did before the pageant, what I'm doing now, and just take it from there, really.